Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, February 20th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. A new report from Bloomberg today says that Apple is considering the ability for users to set third-party apps as defaults, overriding the built-in preferences for things like Safari and the Mail app on iOS. As you probably know, it's not currently possible in iOS to set a web browser that isn't Safari. This means that any links will open in Safari unless you manually copy them to another app like Google Chrome. And likewise, there are many competing mail apps on iOS, but shortcuts to composing new emails will only ever show in the System Mail Compose sheet. So if Apple were to move forward with these changes, you'd be able to set something like Gmail as your default mail app, and all email shortcuts and links would open there as opposed to in Apple's mail app. And similarly, you would also be able to set something like Google Chrome as your default web browser. Elsewhere, the Bloomberg report says that Apple is also considering opening up the HomePod to third-party music services such as Spotify and Amazon Music. This means a HomePod owner would be able to request music from Spotify directly, simply by telling the HomePod to play something. In its current form, the HomePod can only natively interact with Apple Music, so if you want to listen to Spotify through your HomePod, you have to go through the Spotify app on a connected device. And as part of this change, Bloomberg says it's also possible that Apple will allow users to set a competing music app, like Spotify, as the default music service on their iOS device. Theoretically, this would mean that music playback commands to Siri would route through the third-party audio apps without the user having to explicitly say the name of the service in every request. So you're likely wondering why Apple is making these changes, or considering making them, after so many years of resisting the support for default apps on the iOS platform. Well, the report comes as Apple faces increasing antitrust scrutiny in the United States and in Europe. In fact, in complaints with the European Commission, Spotify has specifically called out the fact that it can't directly access the HomePod, giving an unfair advantage to Apple Music. Similarly, reports have suggested that regulators have been reaching out to developers of third-party apps that compete directly with the first-party apps in iOS. Adding support for default applications in iOS would theoretically help Apple battle some of these antitrust concerns. If they move forward with these feature additions, it's likely that they'll come with iOS 14, which we expect to be unveiled to developers at WWDC in June. But Bloomberg stresses that these things are still in development and final decisions haven't been made just yet. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium, provider of Mac infrastructure as a service. As anyone creating apps for Mac or iOS knows, Apple requires you to build with macOS on authentic Mac hardware. Unfortunately, this leaves many Mac developer teams working with their own hardware in-house, Mac Pros in a closet or a stack of Mac Minis under a desk. Mac Stadium has solved this problem by making Mac private clouds available in enterprise-grade data centers around the world. They're like AWS, Azure, or GCP, but for Mac hardware. And Mac Stadium recently introduced a new virtualization layer called Orca. For 9to5 Mac Daily listeners, Mac Stadium is offering 50% off your first 2 months of a Mac Mini subscription now when you enter code 9to5Mac at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. In other news, Apple has released the latest betas of its next round of operating system updates. This includes iOS, iPadOS, and tvOS 13.4, as well as macOS 10.15.4 and watchOS 6.2. The first beta of iOS 13.4 included a handful of notable changes, such as a car key framework for NFC access to your car, iCloud Drive folder sharing, and support for single-purchase apps between Apple's different platforms. The second beta is less exciting, with Apple working on refining those features introduced in iOS 13.4 ahead of a public release next month. But one of the few changes in the second beta of iOS 13.4 is that the Mail app toolbar has again been redesigned. In the first beta, Apple reverted the toolbar to the pre-iOS 13 design after many complaints from users. But with this week's beta release, Apple has removed the flag option completely and rearrange the icons, adding a new compose option. This is a minor change on the surface, but the Mail app toolbar has been a controversial design since iOS 13 was released. For the Mac, Apple has added one of the most popular Apple Music features on iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV. With the latest macOS 10.15.4 beta, users can now access real-time lyrics for Apple Music content in the Music app. This feature came to Apple's other platforms last year, but only now is it coming to the Music app on the Mac. It allows you to follow along with a song in real time as lyrics scroll down the screen. In prior versions of macOS, you could access plain text lyrics, but this time-synced feature takes things to the next level. To access lyrics in the Music app, look for the small quotation button in the upper right corner while playing a song. Not every song supports lyrics, nor does every song support time-synced lyrics. But Apple is expanding the feature rapidly, and most new releases do support the new Live Lyrics feature. The second public beta of macOS 10.15.4 is expected to be released later this week or next week, and we expect the update to be released to everyone sometime next month, at which point Time Sync lyrics will be available to everyone. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.